Next person is Dr. James Frink. Are you there, James?
I'm here, yes.
Yeah, you can hear and see me. Welcome to Dr. James Frink from the Ministry of Justice. He's our old-timer friend and activist from the Ministry of Justice from London. And he's been very active. Can't criticize him, even if I dare. And he's prepared a lot of research, especially for today. On the terrorist sect in Palestine. He has prepared special papers in the past. So I'm very pleased that Dr. James Thring is joining us. So James, over to you. You can have a relaxed 30 minutes.
Thank you very much, Mohin. Okay, the terrorist sect in Palestine. An abstract of this is it recording the Zionist sect using terrorism to displace Palestinians and steal their land while mislabeling Palestinian resistance as terrorist to turn global opinion against them. Instead, extreme state terrorism in Gaza incites global revulsion against the sect, leading the UN to call for a responsibility to protect action to save Palestine from annihilation. Israelis, largely Khazars, are a tribe terrorizing the Silk Road traders until 740 AD when they converted to Judaism. Are not genetically Jewish, therefore. The breakout from the Gaza concentration camp by Qassam freedom fighters, not Hamas, to grab live hostages in 2023 was not to terrorize Israelis, as they claim. It was used as an excuse to cruelly clear Gaza, for which the Zionist leaders are incited for genocide by the ICJ and the ICC. Zionists' founding aim at their conference 1897 was to disappear the Palestinians, so they intended it. Yet Israel, an apartheid state, deceives the world that Hamas, a democratically elected government, is a terrorist organization. Many examples of Israeli terrorism worldwide are cited, principally 9/11. Hebrews claim Yahweh promised them the Holy Land, based on a divine covenant, but which they broke. Therefore, it did not grant them legitimacy to terrorize, steal, and mass murder. Palestine should return to indigenous governorship with compensation. Illegal immigrants can return to safe countries or the Jewish autonomous region granted by Stalin. Otherwise, more terrorist attacks on Iran will, with US complicity, will oblige Iran to counter with massive force, potentially helped by Russia and/or China, hastening World War III. We can see who the terrorists really are. A definition of terrorism in the Oxford Dictionary is government by intimidation. I think that's rather feeble. The US Department of Defense, and now Department of War, of course, defines it more broadly as the calculated use or threat of unlawful violence to inculcate fear intended to coerce or intimidate governments or societies in the pursuit of goals that are generally political, religious, or ideological. This is the preferred definition because it's exactly what the Department of War and governments like Israel are actually guilty of. So, a brief history of terrorism in Palestine. The terrorist sect in Palestine began with Zionist gangs, the Stern, Irgun, Haganah, and Zvi Lumi, or Lehi, terrifying local people from their homes with violent attacks on them, their property, and animals from the 1920s. And the most well-known example is Deir Yassin in 1948. But there were many other places treated similarly. A few Palestinians resisted. British police tried to keep the peace. So the Zionist gangs also terrorized them and made us leave by bombing our HQ, the King David Hotel, killing nearly 100 people. Zionist terrorists even attacked British politicians. They sent a letter bomb to a British prime minister who opposed Zionism. They murdered Count Bernadotte, a pro-Jewish UN mediator, because he favoured a Palestinian state. The Jewish lobby obliged the British army in Palestine to include a Jewish brigade, which aided the crushing of the Arab revolt in 1939. By sabotage, terrorist means, assassinations, blowing up supplies. Again, some Palestinians bravely resisted the invasion with arms, as is legitimate in law when defending one's own country against violent, lawless invaders. The PLO tried to draw attention to the plight of the Palestinians, not to terrorize anyone. They did terrify the Israelis, but that was not the intention. It was a result of the call for action. The Zionists always intended to take Palestine for themselves and to disappear the Palestinians, in inverted commas, as Herzl vowed in their 1897 conference in Basel. About 80% of Israelis are Khazars, descended from a barbaric tribe in Khazaria, the Ukraine, Black Sea, Caspian Sea region, which terrorized, robbed, and murdered traders on the Silk Road between Europe and China in the Middle Ages. To civilize them, Russia ordered them to adopt a religion. They chose Judaism in 740 AD. So they're not genetically Jewish. Moreover, they are probably most guilty of all the barbaric crimes against the Palestinians today. Muslim states like Iran, Iraq, and Egypt tried diplomatic deals to stop the killing and colonization, colonialism by the terrorist sect. The UN partition plan in 1947 aimed to placate both sides with a two-state solution. But the head of the Zionist Transfer Committee, Joseph Weitz, wrote in 1940, "There is no room for both peoples. The only solution is Eretz Israel, without Arabs. We must not leave a single village, a single tribe. A clear intent to genocide." The Oslo Peace Accords aimed to settle the conflict, but again the Israelis reneged on the agreement. They secretly conspired to avoid it in a document called A Clean Break, A New Strategy for Securing the Realm. Fearing wars from neighbors, this plot was to destabilize Arab states by infiltrating agents provocateurs, i.e. terrorists, to stir up public revolt against their governments. George Soros funded the Arab Spring to boost this plan. Richard Perle got US support for the strategy by compiling a document called Rebuilding America's Defenses. To militarily occupy countries that were perceived as threats to America's interests, secretly meaning Israeli interests. To launch it, he envisaged the need for a cataclysmic event like a new Pearl Harbor. That was realized in the supreme false flag terrorist attack of 9/11. It also cast a fake blanket smear on pro-Palestinians, people, Muslim supporters, as terrorists. General Wesley Clark kindly revealed the seven Muslim countries to be attacked, or militarily occupied, as they euphemistically put it: Afghanistan, Iraq, Iran, Libya, Syria, Yemen, and Sudan, which have all suffered catastrophically. Four are now ruled by Israeli-supported terrorists. Other neighbors, Jordan, Lebanon, Saudi Arabia, and most of the Gulf states, have been psychologically terrorized into kowtowing to the Zionist hegemon. We now have section three, the use of deception to blame the victims and exonerate the culprits. The truth has been distorted by infamous slogans from Zionist leaders like Golda Meir and Chaim Weizmann, misrepresenting Palestine as a land without a people for a people without a land. Both are lies, of course. Historians like Phyllis Bennis claim that Palestinians were not terrorized from their homes, but left voluntarily. Luckily, Jewish scholar Norman Finkelstein proved from British Army records that they were forced out by Jewish terrorism. Ex-Mossad agent Viktor Strovsky's blunt revelations in By Way of Deception also exposed Mossad's ruthless and terrifying covert assassinations and acts of sabotage. The orchestrated media often leads with Palestinian attacks and ignores prior attacks by Jewish settlers and the IDF, or the blockades and deprivations by the rogue state. Bent politicians, covert allegiances to the lobby, have voted for wars and policies for Israel against their own nation's interests, as exposed by Al Jazeera's film The Lobby and by Meerschaumer and Waltz's The Israeli Lobby, a very substantial investigation. U.S. representatives at the UN veto every motion against Israeli terror and other crimes. The only democracy in the region, it's claimed by Israel, belies the fact that it's an apartheid dictatorship over nearly half the population. Political justifications include fake Holocaust stories, fake heritage, the Khazar tribe, fake anti-Semitism, usually anti-crime, anti-usury, anti-deception, all bringing fear of denigration or prosecution if denied or questioned. Bogus religious rites, another form of deception, in Old Testament fables and Talmudic anti-Gentile law, are vigorously asserted by many Jews and Christian Zionists. On the other side, Hamas challenges the myths and crimes of occupation. It was democratically elected to defend the people, to provide social services, and to dig shelters from Israeli bombs. Gaza is full of refugees from the Nakba, from widespread settler attacks, and from the IDF multiple mass terror bombings and blockades of the Strip since 2005, while Jewish terrorists blow up homes, poison wells, loot food lorries, and murder civilians and moderate leaders like Sheikh Yassin. General Sharon's massacre in Lebanon, where he stated, "We will cause maximal damage to life and property," was another arrogant state terrorism statement. Sharon also terrorized worshippers off the Al-Aqsa Mosque by marching into it to claim it, causing the Intifada. Inevitably, Hamas called for an end to Zionist occupation. The October 23 breakout from Gaza extermination camp was legitimate resistance to take hostages live, to peacefully trade for relief from blockades, attacks, and gradual genocide. It was not to threaten Israel, as they claimed. How could they, with no tanks, no fighter bombers, and no army? While the world is stunned into silence by this disproportionate state terrorism in Gaza, the state persists in backing violent extremist Jewish settlers in the West Bank, attacking Palestinian civilians, farmers, cattle, cars, supplies, water resources, generators, communications, and whatnot. This belligerent is supported by the IDF, which arrests the culprit, arrests the victims, not the culprits. It orders trial by one-eyed military courts, which imprison people, torture them, including children, on fake charges, a covert form of state terrorism. Netanyahu's deception at the UN General Assembly. Benjamin Netanyahu, son of Benzion Milajkowski, a Polish protege of Jabotinsky, who advocated starving Palestinians, changed his name to sound more Middle Eastern. He harangued the UN General Assembly in September 2025 this year, where nearly every sentence is a reversal of the truth, to fool the assembly that the Muslims are terrorists while the Israelis are victims. Here are some excerpts. He said, Iran means to threaten the USA and the world. A preposterous conspiracy theory. Iran has no record, no desire, no benefit, no means to make such threats. Then he said, Hamas burned babies alive, raped women and beheaded men, including grandmothers. This is patently a stream of lies because A, Hamas needed every hostage live when they took them, and B, because they have a higher moral code than the Israelis, who are guilty of raping and beheading prisoners, as an IDF soldier recently confessed. Then he said, Hamas's charter calls for the murder of all Jews. No, it calls for Israel to be eliminated because of its theft of land, its apartheid dictatorship, and murder of indigenous people. That's not the same thing. This does not mean killing anybody. That can be achieved by closing it down and relocating Jews back to where they came from. Then he said the PA pays to kill Jews. Well, and the PA uses the same text as Hamas. This is rather unlikely because PA is subservient to Israel and would not have split from Hamas if that were true. He said, Israel is feeding the people of Gaza with 2 million tons of aid. How kind of them. Not according to the International Red Cross or the PRCS and other aid agencies which actually provide it. And if true, the starvation witnessed by UN agencies would not be rampant as it is. He said, Israel does everything to get civilians out of harm's way. Bombing residential blocks, even in the safe zones, and killing nearly 70,000 residents rather ridicules this deceptive claim. Dropping leaflets telling people to move who have no transport, no shelters to move to, is another cynical deception. He said, Hamas steals the food, looting 85% of trucks to sell for arms. Unlikely for a local authority committed to its people's survival under Israeli bombing. And how would they get to an arms market under hermetic military dictatorship? Then Netanyahu said, giving Palestinians a state 1 mile from Jerusalem is like giving Al-Qaeda a state 1 mile from New York. Well, firstly, Palestine has been a governorate for centuries. Secondly, Al-Qaeda has no right to such a state in the US. But a recognized state would actually curb attacks to regain territory. And he said, it's not just me. The whole Knesset rules out a Palestinian state. Yes, but that's because it is packed with right-wing religious extremists who deceive the world that God gave them the Holy Land. A final quote. Iran and Israel are two ancient peoples. Yes, but Khazars like him are not of that heritage, and they give it a bad name. This is just a few examples of the Zionist sect lying, Hasbara, which further undermines anything he or they or the IDF say. By the global reach of Israeli terrorism. A more deceptive form of terrorism is that used by Israelis to terrify the rest of the world into abiding by Zionist diktats as to who are the terrorists, what is the definition of anti-Semitism, what is a Holocaust story, and which diktats that Islamic Jihad in general, plus Hamas and Hezbollah in particular, are a threat to security. The phantom of Palestinian terrorism has been conjured up by Israeli lobbyists funding misinformation to the orchestrated media. The PLO was targeted with the terrorist label when Israeli Olympic athletes were killed in crossfire. Yasser Arafat and others used terror events not to kill people, but to draw the world's attention to the plight of the Palestinians under Israeli occupation. It was interpreted as unruly terrorism, as malicious anti-Semitism, but it was a valid means of throwing off a deadly and lawless invasion of their country. They had no army, no resources, no effective legal force, and no sympathy or platform to support their rightful cause. Their very state is still denied by the invaders, despite UN recognition. Resistance is thus inevitable and legitimate in the face of overwhelming force and when justice is ineffective. This trick of demonizing the indigenous population was escalated into a plot to denigrate Islam in general. First, the Israeli lobby targeted the Islamic State group, claiming it was a threat to the Middle East in general and allegedly to the world, whereas ISIS was, of course, a rightful and legitimate organization to galvanize governments of Middle East nations into resisting Zionist expansion. Eretz Israel threatens to take over all the land from the Nile to the Euphrates, i.e. northern Egypt, Palestine, Lebanon, Syria, Jordan, Iraq, part of Saudi Arabia, and Turkey. And it now transpires, extends to the Black Sea and Ukraine, the original homeland of the Khazars. Given Israeli devastation of Palestine and its persistent murder of Palestinians and the destruction of Palestinian farms, villages, and whole governorates like Gaza, this colonial plan is a terrifying existential threat to the region. More terrifying still is the Israeli lobby's hold over the USA and UK to use their immense firepower to destroy the defenses of major obstacles in their way. Saddam Hussein's Iraq was one. So a device to implement that war was to invent fake terror attacks by Iraqi forces on Kuwait, such as babies were being torn out of incubators in a Kuwaiti hospital, according to a video by Helen Knowlton. Luckily, the wife of the Jordanian ambassador to the USA recognized one of the nurses in the film, and it was exposed as contrived. Iran is the current victim of false accusations and terrifying US bombs. The Zionist lobbies have obviously penetrated China, but Chinese academics, although beset by Uyghur discontent, are objectively analysing the global threat with sympathy for the Islamic component, I believe. Terror attacks on the United States and other countries. The Zionist sect has been responsible for numerous terror attacks in Europe and other parts of the world. These have mostly been deceptively blamed on perceived enemies of Israel, usually Muslims. It terrorizes even the mildest of critics into silence. The most heinous example is the attack on New York and the Pentagon in 2001. Netanyahu exclaimed, 9/11 was good for Israel. His Mossad agents, the dancing Israelis, were ready to record it from a safe distance. He is a friend of the World Trade Center leaseholder, Larry Silverstein, who received over $2 billion from insuring the Twin Towers against such an attack. It also helped him clear the site for his planned redevelopment without the cost of first removing asbestos fireproofing, very expensive business. And he's a great friend of Israel, Rabbi Dov Zakheim, comptroller of the Pentagon, benefited from the destruction of the southwest wing of the Pentagon, where the Office of Naval Intelligence was investigating the disappearance of $2.4 trillion from the Pentagon budget under his watch. All the investigators were killed, and their discoveries conveniently destroyed. The rabbi was also CEO of SPS, a company selling aircraft guidance equipment, which may explain how the planes were remotely steered into the Twin Towers, not by amateur terrorists, inverted commas, who could scarcely fly a trainer plane. Another friend leased Building 7 and called Pullet when it seemed like it was going to come down anyway, to add to the pile of rubble, despite its not being hit by any aircraft, proving it was pre-wired. Attacking its benefactor is the epitome of treachery. As Alan Hart asserted in his magnum opus, Zionism, the Real Enemy of the Jews, this will condemn the terrorist cult to ignominy and potential retribution, and the Jewish community should wish it to be removed from the pages of history, as President Ahmadinejad surmised. My final judgment: the Zionist project is doomed as immoral, violent, criminal, unjustified, and in the throes of a suicidal Samson option. Zionist leaders stand condemned for genocide by the ICJ and ICC. To end the terror, Netanyahu et al. Should be threatened, after trial by an international criminal tribunal, to be handed down sentences of incarceration with dwindling food, water, energy, and medicines, as he's perpetrated on the whole of Gaza. Given the state is proven guilty of genocide, of attacking New York and many other cities, of deceiving the USA and UK into attacking and devastating Iraq, of intending to extend its domination to Eretz Israel, most of the Middle East, of fabricating stories about the Holocaust, of plotting all along to remove the indigenous people of the Holy Land, of propagating lies about Iran's nuclear program leading to the US bomb attack, and of pretending to be God's chosen people. When all those lies are exposed, they should be condemned to oblivion and to compensate all the victims. There may be strong reaction, especially if Iran is attacked again, signaling the end times for the terrorist sect, leading, unfortunately, to World War III. All this could be avoided if the Judaic community reverted to the safer Jewish homeland granted by Stalin in 1928 in a Swiss-style land of plenty at Birobidzhan in eastern Russia. Thank you very much.
Yeah, thank you very much, James.